Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Tesam and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chesam Abayz. So says the Mishnah that Ein Bein Svarim L'Tfil Numuzuzais, there's no difference between the writing of Sifrei Tanakh L'Chara and the writing of Tfil Numuzuzais. Ela Shah Svarim Nechtavim B'chol Lashayn, but Tfil Numuzuzais Ena Nechtavais Ela Ashuris. Sifrei Tanakh could be written in any sort of language, whereas Tfil Numuzuzais have to daf could be written B'Lashon HaKodesh. You can't switch the language. Ben Gamliel Aymer, Av B'Svarim L'Hetiru Sheikasvu Ela Yevanis. Even by Shar Svarim, even by Sifrei Tanakh, it's not that you could write it in any language. The only additional language other than Lashon HaKodesh that you could write them in is in Greek. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason. Says the Gemara, Halotai from Megidin Ulotame Seyadayim Zevizeh Shavin. See from the Mishnah that the only difference was the language. But when it comes to tying together two pieces of parchment that you have to dafke use sinew, or when it comes to the fact that they're Metame Seyadayim, that Kisvei Kodesh are Metame Seyadayim, so with regards to these two halachas, so all Svarim, all Tfil Mezuzos are all treated the same. Says the Gemara, V'Svarim Nechtavim B'chol Lashay. We said in the Mishnah that Svarim can be written in any language. Where Aminu asked the Gemara, we have a Braisa which says otherwise. The Braisa says, Mikra Shekasvu Targum. If you write a word that's supposed to be in Lashon HaKodesh, and you write it in Aramaic, or in a different language, V'Targum Shekasvu Mikra, or if you write it in a different language word, a word let's say that's in Aramaic, and you write the Lashon HaKodesh translation of it, Uksav Ivri, or if you write it in the right language, but you switched to Ksav, and instead of writing Ksav Ashuris, you wrote it in Ksav Ivri, a different type of Ksav. So, Einan Mitame Sayyadayim, the Sefer is Pasol, Mamela, it's not Mitame Sayyadayim, Achich Tevenu, Biksav Ashuris, Ala Sefer, Ubadyoy, until you do it all properly, you write it in the right language, you write it in the right Ksav, you write it on a parchment, and you write it with the right ink. That's the only way it's a Sefer. But the point is that you see that Svarim cannot be written B'chol Lashayn. So it's a kasha, it's a steer with our Mishnah, which said that Svarim could be written B'chol Lashayn. So Amar Rava like kasha, ha begufan shalanu, kan begufan shalahen. That our Mishnah, which says you could write it B'chol Lashayn, that's talking about where you're using Ksav Ashuris, you're using gufan shalanu, the Braisa, that says that it's possible, that's because it's discussing a case where you're not using Hebrew letters. You're not using Ksav Ashuris. Rather, you're using foreign letters. You're using the ABCs. So even though you're writing it in Hebrew words, so then that's going to be pasul. Amar le Abaye, so ask the Abaye to Rava. If so, b'mayu kim t'lahi begufin shalahen. If you're telling me that the Brice is talking about where you're using a foreign Ksav, so my area mikra shakas v'targum v'targum shakas v'mikra. So why does the Brice say it's pasul when you switch the language? I feel a mikra shakas v'mikra v'targum shakas. Even if you write it in the correct language, being that you switched the Ksav, so that itself is going to be Pasul. And how do I know that? Because the Braisa itself says it in the Sefer. Da'katani, Achich Tevenu Ashuris Ala Sefer B'dyoy. It says it has to be written the Ksav Ashuris. So then what? It doesn't make sense to say that the Braisa is discussing a case where you switch the Ksav. Because then it doesn't have to be that you switch the language. Switching the Ksav itself is a reason that it's Pasul. So Elul Laikasha says the Gemara. This is how we could get out of the stira that harabanan harav Shimon ben Gamliel. Our Mishnah, which says b'chol lashon, that's the rabanan. We had in the Mishnah that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was chaylik on the Tanakama. He said that you can't write it b'chol lashon. So he's the Tan of the Braisa. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, ha'yiki Yevanis. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is true. He didn't say that you could write it b'chol lashon, but he did say that you could write it in Yevanis, you could write it in Greek, and the Braisa seems to be saying that you can't write it in any language. So, elo le'kasho, kan b'svarim, kan b'tfilnu mezuzos. The Mishnah is discussing Sifrei Tanakh, and the Braisa is discussing Tfilnu Mezuzos. Tfilnu Mezuzos is more chamer. There has to be Davka B'Lashon HaKodesh. It has to be in the right Ksav. You can't switch the language. Not the Ksav, rather. It has to be in the right language. You can't switch the language. Of course, it has to be in the right Ksav. You can't even switch the language. Tfilnu Mezuzos my taima. And why is Tfilnu Mezuzos more chamer? Why is it that you can't switch the language and by Shar Sifrei Tanakh? You could, says the Gemara, Mishom dechsiv behu vahayu. Because in the parish of Kriyashma, it says vahayu behavyasun yehu. So we darshan from there that it has to be exactly as is. You can't switch the language. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara. If the Braisa is discussing Tfilnu Mezuzos, so then how do you pasha read the Braisa? My targum shakas v'mikra yika. Where's there a case of a word that's supposed to be in the Tfilnu Mezuzos that's in Aramaic, and if you write it in Lashon HaKodesh, it's possible. Which Aramaic? Aramaic word is there in any of the parshias? Bishlam Torah. It's all understandable if you would have said, like we originally understood, that the Brisa is talking about a Sefer Torah, Seika Yigar Sadusa. So we have Aramaic words in the Torah. For example, we have the words in Parshas Vayetze, we have Yigar Sadusa, Elohacha. But if you're telling me we're talking about Tefillin Mezuzos, so then my Targumika. So what Targum is there? So the Brisa cannot be talking about Tefillin Mezuzos. We're still back to the Stira. Our Mishnah says that Svarim can be written B'chol Lashon, and the Brisa says that you cannot switch the language. So says the Gemara, first teretz, it's actually going to stick. Elo Lekasho, Kan B'Megillah, Kan B'Svarim. That the Brisa is discussing specifically Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther has to dafka be written B'Lashon HaKodesh, or it has to be written with the words that it has. You can't switch the language. Megillah Maitaima, what's the makar that you can't switch any of the language? So you have to do it exactly, you have to write it exactly as it is, you can't change the language. And my Targum Shekasu Mikriika, and what Aramaic words are there in the Megillah? So Amra Papa, Vanishma Pisk. Piskam HaMelech, Piskam is Aramaic, or if Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, V'chol HaNashim Yisnu Yikar Lebalein, Yikar is Aramaic. So you have Aramaic words. So the Brisa is saying that you can't switch it, you can't write the Aramaic words in Lashon HaKodesh, you can't switch and write the Lashon HaKodesh words in Aramaic, it has to be exactly as is. Our Mishnah was discussing Sifrei Tanakh, not Megillas Esther. So those, you could switch the language. Ravashi Amar, a different way to answer the stira, that ki tanya hi, the brisa which says that you can't change the language, that's talking about bishar svarim. Meaning our mission is discussing specifically a sefer Torah. It's not discussing all sefer Tanakh. It's discussing specifically a sefer Torah, and the brisa is discussing shar svarim means neviim uksuvim. Neviim uksuvim, you can't switch the language. V'Rab Yehuda hi, and the tana of the brisa is Rab Yehuda, as we're about to see that Rab Yehuda holds that Shar Sifrei Tanakh have to be dafka written in their language. It's dafka by Sefer Torah that there's a heter to write it in Greek, like Rashi ben Gamliel. There's a heter to write it in Greek, and we'll see in the Gemara the reason for that. So it says the Gemara, who's this Rabbi Yehuda? The Tani we learned in the Braisa that Tefillin Mezuzos ain't nechtav in El Ashuras. That Tefillin Mezuzos have to be written dafka in Ashuras. Whereas Rashi ben Gamliel was matter that you could even write it in Greek. Now that doesn't make any sense. How could you tell me that there's a heter to write Tefillin Mezuzos in other languages? V'aksev v'hayu. It says v'hayu v'havyasan yihu that it has to be dafka in its original in its language. So ella ima svarim nichtavim b'chol lashon v'rabisinu etiru yavanis. What the Braisa really means to say is that svarim, meaning a sefer Torah, could be written in any language, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was matter in Greek. Hetiru, matter Greek, that sounds mechlad de Tanakama Asar. That sounds like the Tanakama says that Greek is Asar. Ela'ema Rabbi Seinu loy hetiru sheyukasfu eli Yavanis. That the Tanakama says you could write it in any language. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says you could only write a Sefer Torah in Greek. Now, Vitanya, we learned in the Braisa that Amr Rabbi Yehuda avkeshe hetiru Rabbi Seinu Yavanis loy hetiru eli b'sefer Torah. That even when Rabbi Seinu, referring to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, even though he said that by a Sefer Torah that you could write it in Greek, it was by a Sefer Torah. But when it comes to other Sifrei Tanakh, so then you're not allowed to switch the language. And this, therefore, that's how we'll get out of the Stira. The Mishnah is discussing specifically a Sefer Torah, whereas the Braisa is discussing Shar Sfarim. Shar Sfarim, you're not allowed to change the language. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why by Sefer Torah is there a heter to change the language? Because, says the Gemara, Mishum Maisa de Talmei HaMelech. Because of the story with Talmei HaMelech, where a nace happened, where they translated the Sefer Torah into the Yavanis, so we're taking that as like a sign that it's okay to translate the Sefer Torah into Yavanis. Now, what's the story with Talmei HaMelech? The Tanya Maisa be Talmei HaMelech. There was a story with Talmei HaMelech, a certain guy, a king. Shekinei Shivim Mushnaim Zekenim. He gathered together 72 Ziknei Yisrael. Vechnisa Meshivim Mushnaim Batim. And he gathered them into 72 different rooms. V'loi Gila Lehem Amakint Kinson. He didn't explain to them why he gathered them together. V'nichnas Eitzo Kol Echad V'Echad. He went to each one of them. V'amar Lehem and said to them, Kisfuli Torahs Maisha Rabbechem. I want you to write for me the Torah of Maisha Yerebi. Meaning I want you to translate it into Greek. Now they were scared to translate it into Greek because there are certain things that might be misunderstood in there and get lost in translation, and Talmai wouldn't understand it, so they wanted to make changes. But the problem is they can't discuss it with each other. They're all in separate rooms. Says the Gemara, Nasna Kadosh Baruch Hu Belev Kol Echad V'Echad Eitzah, v'eskimu kulan das achas. Hashem put the exact same changes into each one of their minds. They all made the exact same changes. Ukasfulai, and they wrote for Tamei HaMelech as follows. They wrote the following 14 changes. Number one, instead of Bereshis Bara Elokim, they wrote, which sounds like that there's an entity of Bereshis which created Hashem Chas V'Shalom. So they wrote Elokim Bara Bereshis. They wrote Es Adam B'Tzelem Ubedemos instead of Nas Adam, which sounds like Hashem did it together. Vayicha B'Yom Hashishi V'Yishbos B'Yom Hashvi instead of Vayicha B'Yom Hashvi, which sounds like Hashem finished working on the seventh day that he worked on the seventh day. They wrote that Hashem finished working on the sixth day and he rested on the seventh. Zachar V'Nekeva Bra'ai V'Loi Kas. Not that he created them, because it was one creation just with two parts of him. Have Arda ve'evlo sham svasam, my migdal bavel, I'll go down, not nerda, not will go down. Ve'titzchak Sarah bikrei veha, they wrote that Sarah laughed to her relatives, that she made like a big deal, and she laughed to her relatives, not just she laughed inside, because they wanted to show that Sarah's laughter was different than Avram's. Ki ba'apam hargu shar uvertzaynam ikru evus, it's they, instead of writing that they, that Shimon and Levi killed people, like they were these mass murderers, so they switched it to they killed animals. Yikach Meishas Ishtai Vesbana V'Yarkivim Al Naisei B'nei Adam. Instead of saying that Meisha sent his wife and children on the Chamar, so it's more covered, so they said that he sent them on a Naisei B'nei Adam. And then Meisha B'nei Yisrael Asher Yashim Mitzrayim U'Beshara Ratzis Arba Me'as Ish. They switched it that not that Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for 430 years, but that they were in Mitzrayim and, for 400 years rather, but rather that they were in Mitzrayim U'Beshara Ratzis and in other lands. So this would, because if you make the Cheshbon, they weren't in Mitzrayim for 400 years, so they switched, they added in the words U'Beshara Ratzis. And then the 10th change that they made is V'Yishlach Ezatute B'nei Yisrael, that Meisha Rabbeinu sent the, instead of the Na'arim, he sent the Chashuva people of Klai Yisrael to bring Karbanis, and then they had to be consistent, so they also wrote V'El Zatute B'nei Yisrael L'Shalach Yadai, but that's all still the 10th change. Change number 11 is L'Chemed Echon Mehem Nasati, that Meisha Rabbeinu says to Klai Yisrael, I didn't take anything from you. Really, it says that he didn't take even a Chamar, but that might sound like he didn't take a Chamar, but he took other things, so they wrote that no, I didn't take anything from you. Asher chalak Hashem elokecha yisam lahayir l'chol ha'amim. The pasuk says that Hashem made the constellations for the Goyim. It sounds like he made it for them to serve the constellations, so they changed it to Hashem made the constellations lahayir l'chol ha'amim, to provide light for the nations. Vayelech v'yavid l'kim acherim asher leitzivisi la'ayvdam. They added in the word la'ayvdam, because without la'ayvdam, it makes it seem like Hashem is saying that Klal Yisrael went and they served, they did avodah zarah, and they served other entities which I didn't command for them to exist, that kilu they exist without Hashem wanting them to exist, so they added the word la'ivdam, that I didn't command them to serve them, not that I didn't command these entities to exist, I didn't command Klal Yisrael to serve these things. And then the 14th and final change is that instead of saying the word arneves, referring to a rabbit, vukas v'loi as tziras haraglayim, they described the rabbit as something with short legs, as tziras haraglayim, instead of saying v'loi kas v'loi ves harneves. They didn't write the rabbit the arneves. And the reason for that one is mimnei she'ishtei shel Tamai arneves shema, because Tamai's wife's name was arneves, and they were nervous, shel yaymar sachaku b'yayuhudim v'etilu shem ishti b'atayra. They were nervous that Tamai is going to say, oh, the Jews are making fun of me, and they're putting my wife's name in the Torah, so they were nervous about that, so they, instead of saying Arneves, they were all mechaven to each other, b'siyata d'shmaya, and they wrote as tziras haraglayim, instead of saying as Arneves.